Well, I sit here and I look at Colombia and I'm like, wow, things are going well there. What's the lesson today? You know, they put plywood all the way around the campus now. Shored up the administration offices, made sure that the campus is protected against violence. Now, why would that be? They're all such nice young people. AOC said it's just all peaceful protesters. Why would they be worried about such things? Anyhow, I digress. It just makes me think about education. My next guest, Michelle Exner, Senior Advisor at Parents Defending Education. Michelle, thank you for being here.
Steve, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, education might be a little bit off track in America these days. I'm just going to throw that out there. One of the things that you're here to discuss in that regard is Title IX, which has been completely destroyed by the Biden administration, put in place in 1972. It was put in place for one primary reason: protect women, give women equal opportunities in sports and in academics. And now, apparently, if you dress up like a woman and you're a dude, you get all the same rights, completely destroying Title IX. Did I miss something?
No, you're absolutely right. They've completely gutted it, right? 50 years this policy was in place specifically to protect women, protect them on the sports fields, give them equal rights across academic institutions, both K-12 and higher ed. And what did the Biden administration do? They took a sledgehammer to it. They completely dismantled it. And I think what I found most insulting, both as a woman myself and the mother of a young daughter, is the fact that you have Secretary of Education Cardona doing a video on just this past Friday when they released the new Title IX regulation, saying, you know, Title IX has been around to protect women, and that's what we're continuing to do. And it was such a lie, a blatant lie that he told Americans across the country.
How does this advance the rights of women at all? By saying that, you know, in some cases, men can swim in NCAA competitions or run track in high school or enter the locker room at Planet Fitness and have all of their gear hanging out and still call themselves a woman. I think gear is the best way to put it on a family show. Anyhow, I mean, how does any of this make any sense?
It doesn't make sense, right? This is completely unpopular with the overwhelming majority of Americans. They don't want it. And the fact that the Biden admin did this just is another sign that they're just listening to the radical progressive wing of their party and completely ignoring just normal Americans out there who just want the best for their families, who just want sane, normal policies. And right now what they did, just a particular word that they put in there, was that gender identity is not going to be a protected class when it comes to Title IX. And what does that mean, Steve? I know you're with me. That means absolutely nothing. It means that a 6'4" male can show up in class and say, you know what, today I want to be a female. I want to go compete in the women's races. And so the only thing that the Biden admin did with their policy on Friday was give mediocre males a chance to compete on the women's playing field and take away scholarships from them, take away trophies, and take away recognition. And it is a slap in the face to women across the country.
It is a slap in the face. Look, here's the thing. When I look at podiums, and I've seen this too many times now, more than once was too many times, where you've got a guy standing on the top of the podium, and there are two other women standing there in second and third place on the podium with their medals respectively. And I feel bad for the person that finished second. I feel bad for the person that finished third. I feel worse for the young woman that finished fourth and doesn't get to stand on the podium at all, even though she worked hard, got up early, did the discipline, did all the hard work, right? And gets, frankly, screwed from ever even being on the podium at all. That is so wrong to me. And I have daughters. I find it completely outrageous. And I think a lot of people do. And I think we've had it. I think we've reached a breaking point, Michelle. I think we've seen a lot of places say, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. The NAIA, for example, saying no men in women's sports. That's a couple hundred schools or more in America, small college sports. But it's a start, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we'll take it. We'll take the small gains towards sanity here, right?
Yeah.
Toward common sense, because that's exactly what it is. There's been too many examples, right? Just last week, there was an example of a track meet. I forget what state it was, but the male athlete broke the record of a female, right? They're literally erasing women from the scoreboard. There was a woman in that school district who won a track meet enough to have her name on displayed, and it was erased by a male because he competed and beat the record for a female holder. The fact that we're just sitting here even debating this is quite insane.
Well,
right?
Let me just say this, Michelle. Let me just say, cheating is not winning. That's a cheating, and if you're a guy running against women, you're cheating. You have biological advantages. Cheating is not, you can take your medal. It's meaningless. It is a meaningless piece of metal. That's all it is. I'll give you the last word.
All right. And I hope that parents across the country, I know they have questions, particularly parents of young girls. What can they do? Well, speak up, right? I think right now we know that we're greater in numbers, right? There's more of us than there are in them. So please do not sit there and accept for your daughter to take the consequences of this. No, absolutely. Have your voice heard, and we will turn the tide on this.
Where can people find your organization and find out more?
Great. Thank you so much. It's defendinged.org. We are there to empower parents, to expose the bad stuff happening in classrooms. And we just want parents to know that we are on their side and looking to restore sanity and back in the classrooms and just make schools neutral learning grounds again.
Defendinged.com. Defendinged.com. Michelle Exner, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Look, stand up, be heard. All right. That's what I can tell you. Also, stand up and be ready. Most emergencies come without warning, and when the next one comes, you won't have a second to spare packing and getting out the door. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. One will, whether it's natural or man-made. Your supplies should be within reach, ready to grab and go at a moment's notice. Secure those supplies at my website, preparewithgruber.com. Start with four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of American families since 2008. My Patriot Supply are the experts in all things self-reliance. The four-week emergency food kits offer 2,000 calories every day, protected by heavy-duty four-layer packaging. These kits last up to 25 years in storage. The food's great. They're sealed in rugged buckets with handles designed to go in a hurry. Preparewithgruber.com. Get as many food kits as you want right now for $50 off each and every one. $50 off each and every one. All right? Save $50. Preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com. Look, I've gone through the box. The food is great. You're going to love it, and you'll be prepared. Preparewithgruber.com. It is the Steve Gruber Show.